Good morning, everybody. Once again, like I said, it's a grace of chizik to see what people do with their time off and come out in the rain. If anyone would like to continue that chizik, and any chavrusa, any time of day, we have people coming in mamish the whole day now, any time of day, early morning, night. If you're looking for chavrusa once a week to every day, please let me know, and we're going to do the best we can to be misad you in the best oifen. As well, if there's anyone who would like to be mishtatif, there is a credit card machine in the back. I think someone has it on the way out. If you like mishtatif, much appreciated. Last, I'd like to thank my Rav Daniel Asher Kleinman, for coming. Rav Daniel Asher, it's a nachas to be able to say that I know him. It's Shmoy Hoylech Lefonov, B'chol Katzvei Tevel, as the schus of being at the raglay of the Grace of Shiva, and the Rebbe of Shmuel, and to be mefitz the Torah, and Baruch Hashem, he's able to be moisa from his own Torah, his shiurim are well known. Mitz Hashem Vaita Yefutzu, my Nesecha Achutza, and Mitz Hashem, we should be zeichet Taka. Take that Torah and that schus, when we're only here with Ma'achidos, and Achdos is best Achdos is through Torah, should be zeichet to Mashiach, Mitz Hashem.
Just the Rav and the Rosh Kail. W'yadua that there's a concept of dim v'cheshbin. Namely, ata osed liten dim v'cheshbin. The Achrayim explain as din is simple, but what is cheshbin? Cheshbin is that person is going to come to the Rabbeinu Shleilam and he's going to say, "Chais, why didn't you give tzedakah?" So the person will say, "I didn't have money." No, you didn't have money, so you couldn't give tzedakah. But then the Rabbeinu Shleilam is going to tell the person, "You didn't have money? When it came to buying a suit, you spent $700 to have a button on the lapel. And you should be able to say custom. Didn't have money?" So cheshbin means that they keep a cheshbin of all the other facets of a person's life. And they put the behaviors of a person in context. Chazal Zogin, the Mayadin, were given the Yisrael Lasik Ben Bateira. The Paliyayetz is Mazbir, the Paliyayetz explains that if a person learns on Yontif, so then when they give an accounting for why you didn't learn Bechayel, so a person could say, I had a job. Look, I learned Shabbos, I learned Yontif. And then they say, you're right. And they'll give you credit as if you learned Bechayel too. But if a person doesn't learn on Shabbos and Yontif, so then the person's going to say, I didn't learn Bechayel because I had a job. And their bench will say, really? Why don't you learn Shabbos? So some people got to do business Shabbos too. Aber l'maisa, das ist ja cheshbin. Das ist damals, das ist alles gesagt, wegen der Lahavdol Alfa Elif Avdolus, the Chagas from the Goyim, we give Thanksgiving, every Thanksgiving that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a day off to learn Torah. Tak have to give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the Torah that takes place in a Besmedrash, Fayyoyim de Pagra, on a Zadei, it's not just Galen Torah, but it's Mezaka, a person for the rest of the year, because that vises on the Cheshbin, that shows the Cheshbin, Vua Mensh Halt, where a person is holding, where the priorities are. And the Rebbeinu Shalom Zal, Unhalten Cheshbin, this Cheshbin, it should be Zeicha that this day should make, that it's considered as if Reisik Batera the rest of the year. It doesn't patra Elam from learning the rest of the year. Abra Al-Kalponim, das is Adin V'Cheshbin. The Shkail asked me to speak about areas of tefillin specific to the maintenance of tefillin. Tefillin is I guess the best comparison you can give to something that we have is almost lahavda, like a car. Sayin, the purchase of tefillin, and sayin, the maintenance of tefillin. I just made a bar mitzvah, and I went to the seifer, and he was showing me various pairs of tefillin and the different hidurim and the different milas and the different prices. And I told him that I'm a younger man, you know, not a bal parnasa. But I told him that I want to be able to give my son a pair of tefillin and tell him I got him the Lexus of tefillin. Because this way, some people put their keichas into a car. This way, I'll give it to him and I'll tell him, every time you wear your tefillin, you should feel like you're driving a fancy car. And that's what it is. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the reason why we make two brachas on tefillin. Aruch HaShulchan says, the first bracha is the brachas on mitzvahs. He says, the second bracha on mitzvahs, tefillin, is the brachas on shvach, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity, for the privilege to connect to him by wearing tefillin. And he says, that's the pshat why we say, B'Shem Kfei Malchus Adai Lomboed. The Ramazak Sal Sachshash Bracha Levatala. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no. It's an addendum to the bracha, that we add an extra shvach to the bracha because our birchas are shvach. And so, tefillin is like that. That's what tefillin is. It's like a car. You can get Pashta tefillin. You can get off with a Chevrolet. Or you can get yourself a tefillin with all the pichavkas. I was once went to Chicago and my host drove me. He drove me to the place where I was giving a shiur, and he goes into the driveway and he clicks a button and he says, move away, move away, move away from the car. I moved away. I said, why do I have to move? He says, move back further, further. I move back further. And the door, instead of opening like this, sideways, opened up. And he was so proud of it. He says, look how the door opens. So I says, machtach psa nafkamina? Does it make a nafkamina when you drive it? He's like, help. But that's metal the pitch of this. People pay enormous amounts of monies for these things. And then we make fun of the little children who like matchbox cars. Little people play with little toys and big people play with big toys. As I once heard from a wise man, people don't grow up, they only grow older. Tefillin could be your thing. Tefillin needs upkeep. The habdal, a car needs upkeep. You have to take it to the mechanic every 15,000 miles, every 30,000 miles, every year, whatever it is. Tefillin needs upkeep. So I'd like to go through some areas of the tefillin which really need upkeep. Some of them people have heard of, and fakert, they may be overstated. And some of them we may not be aware of, and they're quite understated and they make an enormous nafkamina. I think the most famous area of tefillin which people are aware of that needs upkeep is the black. The black of the batim, the black of the ritzuis. If there's one area where black is beautiful, it's the tefillin. No yuhula tefillin, shteitin rambam. No yuhula tefillin should be shachar kula shteitin rambam, on the front, on the back. Now, by the batim, the halach is that the black is not ma'akiv. The halach psuka, it's kemat muskim b'chol apayiskim, the bach is machmir. He holds that even b'dieved, the black is ma'akiv, but that's not the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. And the consensus of the achrayim is that the black on the batim is not ma'akiv. Black on ritzuos is ma'akiv. Halach l'mayshim isinai, the Shulchan Aruch says, in simul amit gimel, siv gimel, Sheyu are ritzuis shchayres, that the ritzuis should be black mi bachutz. Zog dem ishnevur, veda. Dim nisiyashnu v'nismayich mehem ha-shachros. If the tefillin started to crumble in a way, they got old and the shachros, the black, starts to peel off, starts to crack off, starts to crumble off. You have to blacken them, paint them again, paint them for new. Where you mahadik the kesher, which means where you pull the strap by your arm, and even by the shalrosh, the part that goes around the head, it's quite common that over the ear, the black starts to peel off. And this is something that needs to be, you need to pay attention to. Now the question is, what exactly is the geder? A lot of times you'll have people, they have a ritsua, and it's peeling. There's a little crack, small little areas. What exactly is the geder of black that's ma'akiv? By tefillin, when do we say it lost its geder shachar? So there's a Shulchan Shleimer. Shulchan Shleimer is a sefer the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There's a Heintiger Shulchan Shleimer from Shlomo Zalman that they put together from his writings. But there's a Shulchan Shleimer that the Mishnah Berurah quotes multiple times. And the Shulchan Shleimer says that even if it's niskalko ma'at, his lashon is, even if it's niskalko ma'at, the halacha is that it could pass l'yiritzua. Even if it's niskalko ma'at. Nearly shem niskalko ha-shachas b'ritzuas afilu ma'at shenikra ha-shachas milamayla psulin. He says, if even just a little bit of the shachrus comes off, it's a problem. The al koponim lo yivarech aleihem im hu b'shal yad ad sheyimtech ad etzba emtzah eslichot gimel pa'amim b'shal roish ad ha-tabur v'achazav etzach lizor b'zem ha'oid. Zakt shulchan shleimai, if to the point of the ritzua, the main part of the ritzua that's ma'akev is if you were to pull it from your bayis shal yad, wrap once, tighten, go around straight to the finger. Not even wrap around. And wrap around the middle finger. That is the minimum shir ritzua. On the shal roish, it's the amount that's ma'akev to roish. And then the ritzuas come out. Here he says, ad ha-tabr v'ha-chaza, to the belly button and to the, on one side, on the left side, and the chaza is the thigh on the right side. Shaila, why he says these shiurim, hashtas the shiurim, not ma'akev in the shal roish. But be that as it may, I'm sorry, the chest, correct. But be that as it may, the Shulchan Shleimai says that within that minimum shear, if you're missing shakas afilu ma'at, again, his lashon is afilu ma'at, miznishti aitzen. You can't make a brach. It's clear that he holds that the part, the ibirike chelik, the chelik that's after your minimum shear, you don't have to be so machmir. The Bir Halacha is mesupik about this. Bir Halacha has it sad that even the chelik of the ritzua that extends further than the shear, the black is ma'akiv, it's Bir Halacha safik. And Rishmul Shlita told me that the chelik that's past the shear, you don't have to be machmer on the shachris or ritzua. Again, that's obviously b'di'eved l'chatchila, you should be mashcher it. But this is the Shulchan Shleimer's yisoid, afilu ma'at. Now, the shaila is, what's the geder? So I saw in shaila's Tshuvas Maharshag, it's a Talmud in Maram Shik. So he wants to say that by ritzuas there's a geder of ruboy kekuloy. Ruboy kekuloy. If it's ruboy shachar, it's kasher. That's what he wants to say. And based on this, you'd come out with a gevaldige kula. That means that an enormous chelik of your ritzua could be white and it'd be kasher. If you go with ruboy kekuloy, you could have 51% of your ritzua. Maybe you don't even need a rei vaniker. 51% of your ritzua could be black, could be kosher. It's a chiddush gadol. Why wouldn't we say rubai kekulai? There's a famous yisayt from Reb Chaim that rubai kekulai is the ikar ashir in a maisa, where there's a maisa mitzvah, but it's not a shir in the mitzius of the cheftza of the mitzvah. For example, you need a By tefillin alein zarei, right? You could be yaitzev maybe with three batim of tefillin, rubai kekula. A mikveh, you fill up the mikveh with 38 sa of water. Who wouldn't say rubai kekula? You're missing the chetza. And Kapshuta, this is why we wouldn't apply Ruba Kikula. It's Achirish what he says. But he brings a Moiridik Araya, which, when I repeated it over to the Rashid, he had a lot of Hana from it. He told me it's Taka Shein Araya, and Rashmul himself was Mechavan to the Geder. He says like this, besides for Ruba Kikula. Rashag says that there's a Mishnah in the second parak of Parah. The Mishnah state, Hoyu Babez Cyrus Shairus Ilavanas Pesach Guma Achas is Psulas. We all know that if a para has two black ears or white ears growing out of Guma Achas, Alochas is Pasa. The Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rash, are Masbir. That the root, the Shairish, the foundation for this halacha, for this Mishnah, is a drasha. State, v'yichu elecha, para aduma tamima. Zokta teres kainim, we darshin, para aduma tamima, is tamima ba'ad mimusa. It has to be complete in its admumis. And therefore, two Cyrus, Shchairus, or Levonus, besed Gumachas passes. Factum Ashag, I don't understand. Why do you need a drush of Tamima for? If you have a para, it has to be Aduma. If it has a little bit of an area that's not Aduma, it's not para Aduma. Zokter, Weistais, what we see from here is that even if you have a little bit, little splotches, little areas that are not aduma, as long as in general, you'd have to know what the gather is. He wants to say it's Rubei Kekulai, Shmuel had a different gather, we'll get to it momentarily. As long as it's haste apora aduma, the way the Rashiva said it was, as long as mention Kukun the son, the normal, the general reaction of the Adam Beinoni, we'll call them, of a regular person. He looks and he says, wow, that's a part of Aduma. That would be called Aduma. That's Aduma. There's a few random black hairs or white hairs, big deal. Well, you have a person, they have hair, they have a beard. You say, wow, he has a white beard. You know, a person, he has a black beard, he has a gray beard. Where's the gather? Where does it change? I go to Shiloh. But it gives off a certain image, a certain impression. That could still be Aduma. That's why you need a drush of Tamima to tell you that Afilu Shtei, Cyrus, Shchairis, or Levanais, Passels. Based on this, the Marshag says, again, he goes with Roiv, which is a Chiddush Atzam. But the Rashiva wanted to say that as long as the Ritzua, Mekukt on the Ritzua, you look at the Ritzua, it's black, it's a Ritzua Shchaira. It looks Shachar. It doesn't stick out at you. That's Shachar. And this makes an afkamina, that if the Ritzua has little cracks, little areas which are not readily apparent, we'll give that in English, that gather. I cannot give a better gather than that. If it's not readily apparent, the person could be Saimach. Akhapanim b'dievet for sure to be Machshar. Now l'chatchila, you should be Mashkar everything. But as long as the Ritzua is black and it's not readily apparent that there are splotches on it, it would be kosher. I saw brought down from the Chazon Ish that they say b'shem the Chazon Ish that nekudais levanas, white spots, white dots is the lashon, doesn't pass the Ritzua, and I think it stems with this gather.
How much of the Ritzua are you looking at once?
I'm sorry? That's a good shaila. I presume that you have to look at the whole thing, and if that in each specific area, if it doesn't give off a black look, so that area is not black, right? But the gather is that. I remember I once when I was handling these halachas with Rishmul, I was giving shir one year on Siman Lamed Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, so I would come every week with my shailas. So I have a whole bag at home of pasul ritzuas that people have brought me over the years. And so every week I came in with another Ritzua. Is this black? Is that black? You know, and really this is the gather. The gather is if it gives off, if it's apparent, readily apparent when you look at it like this, you see, oh my gosh, it's not black, you have a problem. if you have to look and inspect it very closely, that's something that Avadi should paint it. A b'di'evid, you could be samech that she yaitzeh.
And the black breaks off, but leaves some of the darkness on the leather part.
So I actually want to get to that. I'm going to get to that. You're talking about something else, which happens to be not so simple. That's with respect to the blackness of the ritzua. Now again, the Bi'alach is specific about the end of the ritzua, about the part that's yeser min hashir. It's very common. If you look at your ritzuas, you'll see that at the end, many times the ritzua, the black is fading or is peeled or crumbled off. I had a balabas in my shul. I noticed one morning that a large chelik at the end of the ritzua, mamash, was brown. I know it to him after. I said, look at this chelik here, it's mamash brown. He didn't even notice. He must have been wearing it for a year like that. It's a tain after Rav Taka, but it has to be fixed. It has to be painted. Shulchan Shlomo says, not makab di evit, mishtabur, bir alach is mislipik. And even if there are paiskim wa machshir it, it's definitely something that needs to be maintained. Now, when you're tzeveya, I'm going to get to what you're describing momentarily. When you do paint your ritzua, the halacha is that ritzuas have to be painted lishma. All meisim of tefillin, anything that you do to tefillin, especially where it's an integral part of the kashrus of the tefillin, the halacha is that it has to be done lishma. So I'll give you an example. We do ibud, right? We tan, they work the skins. It's called ibud. Ibud of the tefillin, ibud of all klafim that pertain to Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, needs to be done lishma. It has to be done lishma. When you write the batim, the parshias, you have to write lishma. The same thing when it comes to painting the ritzu. It has to be painted lishma. What does this mean in practice? So you could think lishma, but you have to know that the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Baruch. The Rosh in Simi Gimel Hul Tzavitayri brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch was mesupik if you have to verbalize the lishma. The Rosh writes that Rabbeinu Baruch nistapik imtzarech lehoitzi b'svasav shu ma'abdei l'shem Tzavitayri or l'shem Tzavitayri oisagi b'machshav. This suffix of Rabbeinu Baruch is gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simen Lamed Beis and Sefches writes, "Toiv lohitzi b'svasav shuma abde l'shem tefillin." So Mechaber says toiv. Why is it a toiv? It's a suffix. Vayistayis the Mechaber holds not ma'akev. Now in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yutes, Simen Lamed Beis and Sif Yutes, when it comes to ksiva, over the other Shulchan Aruch writes, "Betchilas aksiva yoimer bepiv." Ani koisiv l'shem kedushas tefillin. Doesn't say toiv. And if you look in the Ramah in Simen Lamebeis, in Sif Yutes, on that halacha of yoimer b'piv, that he's being koisiv l'shem tefillin, V'yesh aymrim desagi k'shem ashchashiv shekoysev ha'askaras l'shman. Hoyo v'hoitzi b'tchilas aksiva b'piv. Sagi b'hachi. The Mechaber says, besides for the writing, by every askar you have to say you're writing l'shem k'dush l'shem. Some say it's enough that you think it, since in the beginning you verbalized it. V'yesh l'hakol b'diyev. So the Ramah seems to be clear that the only makom to be makel on a l'shma, the machshava, is only why? Because in the beginning you verbalized it. Reb Kiveger and other paiskim are bothered by a stir in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Ibud, the Mechaber says that it's only Taif. When it comes to Ksiva, the Mechaber says, the Mechaber is Mashma, the Mechaber and Ramah is Mashma, that it's Ma'akib Di'evit. Kiveger in both places, Sayin Simen Lamebesiv Ches, and Simen Lamebesiv Yutes is Ma'ir this stira. He's Metzayin to a few other places. And this stira has multiple teretzim in the Achrayim, could be by Ibud as a Shaila Bechlal if you need Lashma, and then maybe it's only a Toiv, because maybe with the Evid we make it into a Svek Sveika. There are Cheshbainas to answer this question. And many of those cheshbainis wouldn't necessarily work when it comes to painting the ritzua. And the nafkamina is this. If you paint your ritzua and you don't say, you don't verbalize, Hareini, Oysa, or you don't have to say that Hareini, Oysa, you don't say L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, or L'shem Mitzvahs Tefillin, or actually L'shem Tefillin, Zayich Tenu. If you don't say it, it's possible that that has a Shem Tzviya Shaloi L'shma. So now here's the problem. If you would say Veya, your Ritzua Shaloi L'shma, so wherever you paint it is not kosher. So your Ritzua is not kosher. Now, if you were being machmir to paint a part of your Ritzua that maybe wasn't ma'akim, and now you, obviously when you color it in, you don't just color that dot, right? You paint a little more than that. That's what ends up happening. So now you may have just passed your film. Because you have a ksav, al-gabi ksav. Ksav al-gabi ksav is at the very least a suffix in the Gemara in Gittin daf yutes. You have a ksav al-gabi ksav. And the ksav al-gabi ksav is shaloi l'shma. There are ways to deal with this question. Maybe ksav al-gabi ksav, where the ksav ha'olyan is mekautil, doesn't have a shem ksav. You can make a ganz shtikl teira out of it. But the bottom line is this. When you're maintaining your tefillin, and you're painting your ritzuas, make sure to verbalize, to express verbally that you're doing it l'shem tefillin. Because if not, you're going to run into real questions. So I want to get to the shaila that you mentioned. I want to describe what you're talking about, I think. And this is something that got me into a lot of trouble over the years. But what am I supposed to do? So a few years ago, if I'm not mistaken, it was in Tavshin Ayin Tes, a bacher in the shul comes over to me and he shows me that his ritzua is peeling. That there's a layer, almost looks like a rubber or a plastic, but there's black that's peeling off and underneath it's still black. Looked like a plastic. I wasn't sure what it was. I pulled it and it tore very easily. But I saw it was peeling in more places. I started to peel it very, very slowly and carefully with my nail. And I was able to get off like a piece that was around 3-4 inches long. I didn't know what it was. Underneath it was black. So I wasn't sure what this is. I made a few phone calls and I found out that the Seifrim, I don't know if they're Seichrim, Ritzuas Machas, I don't know what they're called exactly, what the terminology is. But the ones who make Ritzuas, who paint Ritzuas, essentially paint the Ritzuas, they put a lacquer on the top. Which means that they paint the Ritzua. The paint is dull, doesn't have a shine. Not only is the paint dull, but the paint, the blackness is rubs off. Since it's not, doesn't have a finish on it, so it can rub off. And it can get on your clothes, get on your shirt, get on your hands. And because of that, they put on an extra layer called a lacquer. It's a lacquer. Some lacquers are black, some lacquers are clear. So I brought it to Philadelphia. I brought this ritzua to Philadelphia. It was a Sunday morning. And I went to Rashiva Sunday and Tuesday. And I brought the ritzua to Philadelphia and I showed it to the yeshiva. And I asked him, is this a shaila? And he says, a plastic ritzua. What do you know? So I said, no, it's leather. It's just the top. So he says, that's plastic. So I said, it's not plastic. The yeshiva should see, it's leather. So he says, if it's covered in plastic, it's plastic. So he told me. So as is with all the words of a Gadol B'Yisrael, who doesn't speak much for that matter, his Siyag L'Chachma is his shtika. I went back, and I was ma'ayin in the sugya. And what I found was a machlokes chayadim and Adam Yehuda about batan. Back in the time of the Adam Yehuda and the chayadim, there was a practice that the Seifrim had, which is discussed in Mishnah Berurah, that the Seifrim used to smear a lacquer, a glanz, it's called in the Lashon of the Chayadim, on the bottom. And I think the Shoyal's name was Rabitzik Rappaport, if I'm not mistaken. He sent a Shiloh to the Nevi Yehuda. And he was mitzadeh that this extra layer of glanz passels the bottom. Why? He said because essentially you have a bias that's black. The bias is black. Now that you put an extra layer on the bottom, which can be peeled off, the case was that it could be peeled off. Chayadim writes, Nishmas Adam, he says he himself was able to peel it off almost whole. So Zakt, the Rabbi Yitzchak Rappaport wanted to say that the tzipui, it has a Shem tzipui, and the tzipui is mevatel masha tachtov. The tzipui would be mevatel what's underneath. And this is a sugya in the end of Chagiga, by the tzipui of the Shulchan. Shaila, Rashi, and Tosis had to learn the sugya over the year. But the Pashtus HaSugya comes out that a tzipui, if you have a tzipui that is on a kli, even if it's a tzipui she'ina oimid, which Tosis is mazmer, means even if the tzipui is very thin and flimsy, and it has no form besides for the form of the item or the object that it is coating, the tzipui could become the ikar, and it's mevatel what's underneath. The Nei Debi Yehuda has a long tshuva, Madura Kama and Erchaim Siman Aleph. It's the first tshuva in Nei Debi Yehuda. Being matcha the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Rappaport, and he says he wants to bring proofs from many Rishonim that a tzipoy, when it comes to tefillin, wouldn't necessarily be mevatel masha tachtov. And he says, maybe a tzipoy is not mevatel mashatachtov unless it's chashuv, like a tzipui of zahav. But if it's not a tzipui of zahav, it wouldn't be mevatel mashatachtov. And he says if you're doing something like this lenoi, it would make the tefillin kosher, it would make the tefillin moder. And he has a long tshuva proving from the Tur, the Rambam, and Rashi that you could put the etzem, you could put a tzipui on your tefillin, and it wouldn't be mevatel mashatachtov. This is Nei Debi Yehuda. The Chai Yodim in Nishmas Adam in Klal Yudal in Sifkot and Gimel writes that although the Nei Debi Yehuda, he calls him his Rebbe, he says nonetheless, he says everything that Nei Debi Yehuda was mechadish in the sugya is very difficult, is not satisfying, it's very difficult to accept. And he brings Rayas from the Tur and from Lushainis in the Rambam and the Rambam in Hilchas Kalim and other places, that any tzipui that has substance on its own, which means that you could peel it off, and it wouldn't just crumble off as tiny little crumbs, it would come off as a layer unto itself, is mevatel mashatachtov. He says, in Braisa state, tzipon zav is psulois. By batim, tzipon zav is psulois. Now, the Yehuda wants to learn Tzipum Zav is that you made the batim from Zav. He brings Rayas from Rishonim, it's going to be you mitzapa the batim with Zav. And Zav the Chayadim, the reason why it's possible is precisely because of this halacha of Tzipum and Vatel Mashatachta. And the Chayadim says it doesn't make a difference if the Tzipum is gold or the Tzipum would be black. If it's its own chelik, if it's its own shtick, if it has its own mamashas to it, to the point where it could come off as its own chaticha, you could pull it off and it will be its own thing, it's not just paint. And it doesn't just come off, it peels off as paint. It actually, you could take off layers of it. He says, that tzipui will be mevatel mashatachtav, and you end up creating a tzipui of glanz, or a ritzua of glanz instead of a ritzua of oil. And again, you could take a look in the Nishmas Adam, you'll see it's a long arichas. And because of this, the Nishmas Adam says, when you paint your tefillin, he's talking about the bottom over there, he says the seifrim shouldn't paint it with a thick layer to the point that the paint can come off as its own, in its own form. You can't pull it off almost in whole pieces. This is what the Chayadim says. The Mishnah Brura brings the Machlokes, Nei Debi Yehuda and Chayadim, and the Mishnah Brura says that the only tzad to be makel is if when you take it off, when it comes off pirurim dakim. very fine crumbs. He says, but if it comes off, if it's not Purim Dakim, he says, we paskin that it's possible b'di'eved u'deloi k'noi b'Yehuda. It's Mishnah Berurah. He's talking about the bottom. The Aruch HaShulchan also paskins the Noi Yehuda. He also paskins the Chayadam. He also paskins possible b'di'eved. Look at it about. Now, the Rashida's words made a lot of sense. You have a tzipoy that's a lacquer. It's almost like a plastic. That's what it is. It's almost like a rubber or plastic. It comes off. You could take off. I have at home pieces that could be 7-8 inches long. If you take it off carefully, you have a tzipoy on your ritzuas. So one of the arguments that the Seichrim made when they heard about this question, at the time I got a lot of flack for even being married as a shiloh. Yidua, that if you chalila step on anybody's toes in a mikzaya that you don't belong in, you get beaten up for it. The Seichem say, what does a Rav know about tefillin? And I said, you're right, I know nothing about tefillin. But this happens to not be a sugya about tefillin, it's a sugya about tzipui kalim. What does a Seifer know about Masechtas kalim? Now, I'm sure they're Talmidei Chachamim, they know. I'm not a Talmud Chacham, but my Rebbe is. And they were very upset at the time. And they said, look, the tzipui has no mamashis, it's this thin, flimsy thing. And I told them, but it's a Taisan Chagiga. Taisan Chagiga says, even if it's a tzipui she'ein oimid. And the gedder that the price can give is if it comes off pirurim dakim. Well, not pirurim dakim, it's very clear. And some of them said, oh, it's only a psul gabe batim, not ritzuis. And so I showed them a ritva in Gittin that says, tzipum zav, bein haktsitza ubein haritzuis. So they said, well, it's only a ritva. Said, I hear. I don't know of anybody who argues on the ritva. Really? I don't know any Rishonim who argue on the ritva. And they had many other tainus, and I had a lot of masu matan with many erlucha seifrim and seichrim. I printed this masu matan in a sefer years ago. And I went around to Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Israel Erbach sent me a letter that his Shver, Rabbi Yashiv, held this was possible. I heard from others, they said Rabbi Yashiv held it was kosher, which was common. They say over B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv that he always used to say, who is this El Yashiv who always argues on me? Rav Israel himself told me that his Shver once told him never to believe anything that he hears B'Shmoy because people don't understand him. And I tell this to people who quote me, as they don't believe anything that's Ebishmi. But the Metzius is, I have a letter from Rabbi Israel. I myself went to Rabbi David Feinstein together with Rabbi Saul Reisman Shlita. And Rabbi David told us that if the lacquer is clear, he said you can't announce behechlet, that it's possible b'di'evit, because someone can say a svara that a clear tzipui is not mevatel what's underneath. That's it. Someone could say, so we asked Rav David, does Rosh Yeshiva hold that svara? He said, I'm not saying I hold it at svara. But if you're going to say that it's possible to have it, someone will tell you the svara and you don't have a raya against him. And Rav David kept repeating, this is an avla, it's an avla, why should it be like this? That's what Rav David told us. I sent a letter to Rav Forsheimer in Lakewood. Rav Forsheimer sent me back a long written tshuva. That he holds it Shaila b'di'evit, Shaila p'sul b'di'evit. For full disclosure, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I went to the Mechaber of the Sefer Mishnah HaSefer, Rav Stern, and he told me he holds it kosher, and he said the reason is it's too flimsy. So I asked him from Taisin Chagigim, from the Chayodim, he said, Echer, but this is what I hold. I said, okay, it's entitled to his opinion. They brought me a raya from a Tshuva and Shevet Alevi. I don't feel that it's a raya. And at the very least, this is a real shaila. That much I will say for sure. It's a real question. It's a real shaila. Many of the ritzuis that you're describing, when you see the peeling, that's what it is. It's a lacquer. It's a lacquer on top. There is one set of ritzuis. I have nothing invested in it. Landau's ritzuis is a ritzua that has the heksher of Rav Landau from Bnei Brak. And he's clearly a reliable heksher because he gives a heksher on Coca-Cola and everybody drinks it. Rav Landau gave a hechsher on ritzuis. He was a Talmud Chacham. And he held, before this whole shaila broke out, he held that this was a shaila of putting a tzipoy on ritzuis. And because of that, he did not allow it. And the ritzuis from Landau have no tzipoy. So I'll tell you interesting ma'isa. I went before this tumult, 2 weeks before this bachur showed me these ritzuas. And my shalyad ritzua ripped. It tore, and I'm going to speak about that momentarily, time permitting. My ritzua of where you pull it, where you pull the kesher, stretched and like it got a rip into it, so it looked like a V into the ritzua. And b'malkum the rip, I was scared I didn't have the sheer ritzua. So I brought it to the reshiva. He looks at it, says, "Amalkum to you, machshir." There's a shayla b'chlala for ritzua as a sheer ritzua. He said, if you toifer it, if you sew it, you know, efshe mekem falazim, because the whole thing didn't rip. So I told him, look, reshiva, achvindach ben anander generation. I'm not sewing my ritzuas. I told him, I said, the Rosh Hashiva saves yogurt containers, you know. I threw out plastic cups, you know. So Rosh Hashiva said, don't buy new ritzuas, you're going to regret it. So he told me. So I said, why not? A poor dollar. So he says, no, it's kedai to keep your ritzuas. Of course, I didn't listen. And I went and I bought new ritzuas. And what I did was, that his words were ringing in my ears, so I didn't change my shel reish ritzua. Although it would have been nice to have nice new ritzuas. My shel reish I kept, my shel yad I switched out, and I told the person to hold on to it. I thought the rishu was just being, you know, thrifty. 2 weeks later, this bachur brings me his ritzua, and it's peeling. And I start to be mevara, and they tell me, everybody does this. Now, if everybody does this, you have a question. Now, if the lacquer became sort of absorbed into the paint to the point where it's not its own layer, it can never come off, so then maybe it's kosher. Problem is, you never know. It could take 2 years for the sweat to do its job on the ritzua, and eventually the ritzua starts to peel. The lacquer starts to separate. You never know from beforehand. And the ones who make it were masber to me that it depends on the weather conditions outside and the heat inside and the amount that they cook. It depends on a whole bunch of variables if it's going to fuse properly with the paint or not and blibe its own layer or a different layer. So it's bracha brings me ritzuas, and all of a sudden I say, oy vey, I just bought new ritzuas. What do I do now? I called the reshiva. I said, reshiva, I didn't listen. I bought a new ritzua for my shalyad. And I don't know, could I be samech my ritzua is kosher or not? And the Rashiva Kadarka answered me his favorite answer. He said, I don't know. And I said, Vazal Achtan. He says, so I said, could I be samech that my ritzua is kosher? I don't know. So what should I do? Find ritzuas that Vade don't have it. So I went on a wild goose chase. That's how I found out about Landau's ritzuas. And Shaina found the Seifer in Borough Park, who sells on 13th Avenue, Landau's ritzuas. I went, I bought it, I called her Shmuel up. So Rashiva, I bought a ritzuas. Can ich verlassen, ich hab jetzig eventuell heint? I don't know. Nice show. So I said, what should I do? So he says, did you daven mincha yet? I said, no. So he said, daven mincha with your tefillin. So I said, Rashiva, if I daven mincha my show with my tefillin, they're going to fire me. I know what it looks like. So I didn't know what to do. So I did what made a lot of sense. I went to Shomer Shabbos. There was a whole row of people davening mincha with tefillin. I fit right in. And it was great. And I had charata taka that I switched out my shalyad. Now again, I'm not here. I want to make it very clear. I'm not here standing here today, chalila, to say that Klal Yisrael is not yoretz tefillin. This is a new thing. This is not an old thing. What happened is 25 years ago, the regulations on paint changed, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And with the fluctuating prices and regulations, they came up with a whole new recipe for paint. And because of that, they had a difficult time painting the leather for ritzuas. If you want to know why black and black ritzuas appeared on the market 25 years ago, this is the real answer. Because they had to change the whole method of making ritzuas and painting ritzuas. And it's much easier to just soak them in the paint, and they get soaked through and through, v'chulu. and a new chumra was born, black on black ritzulis. But because of the problems that they kept encountering, the lacquer became the solution. So this is not an old shaila, it's really more of a new shaila, more of a recent shaila. I'm not here to say, I don't know what to tell the oilam in general. I'm confronted with this. Yeah. What to tell the oilam? I don't know what to tell people. Yeah, nisht, vesech nisht. But one thing I do know, the seifrim will tell you that it's very rare that appeals. I had one seifer told me that out of 400 people switched their ritzuas, one of them was peeling. I told him, look, I don't know. I'm a small rav from a small shul in a small town. Yeah. And I can show you dozens of ritzuas that I have at home from my claim to kehillah, from ritzuas that peeled. I go to Camp Agud in the summer. I'm the rav in Camp Agud in the summer in the second half. And over the year, we have what? We have 250 by mitzvah bachrim. And then the Masifta, the Masmidim is another 250. This summer alone, over 20 bachrim had ritzuas that were peeling. That's 5%. That's a lot. It's an enormous amount. That's an enormous percentage. The Gemara in Kedushin says, the Gemara has a shaila, which one of the tzipayra mitzayra are asr bahana? The tzipor that you shecht, or the tzipor that you mishaleach al pnei asada. And the Gemara says it's not possible to say that the tzipor that you send al pnei asada is asr bano. Why? Because loy amra teira shlach l'takala. The Torah wouldn't allow you to send one tzipor mitzayra out there to fly out and be free, if another Jew may catch it and shecht it and eat it. Now he has the right to be simach on raiv. How many mitzvahs were there? I mean, maybe Lashon Hara was rampant, but how many mitzvahs were there? Yedeina, everyone, what's the percentages? What are the chances? But when you're putting something on the market, you better make sure that it's 100%, not 99.9%. And that's a very important yesite in kashrus as well. And so I don't know, I'm being honest, I don't know what to say to people who ask me, what should I do? I don't know. When people ask me what to get, I tell them, get Landau's ritzuas. That's what I tell them to get. Get the ones with the Landau's Hechsher. I'm notorious by the Seichem in New York. They say, Kleiman sent you. Okay, I know what you need. But I talk, I don't know what to say.
Why are they so insistent on this?
I don't know. But the real reason is because it's what works. No, it's what works. Look, what do you do for the Zaparnasa, if I may ask? Okay. Imagine I come into your office and I look at your papers and I say, there's a Rashi Menachas says not like you. What are you going to tell me?
The Brit Club says it's okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay. But that's really the point, right? No, it's them. And I hear them. I understand them. I understand their perspective. But what am I supposed to do? This is what I hold and this is what my Rabbeim hold. And so I don't know what to say. I don't run around screaming and yelling about it. I don't put up signs in the newspapers. I couldn't afford it even if I wanted to. But my job is to say what I see. And I get flack for it. Yeah. My Rebbetzin started complaining. I used to be the only one who criticizes you. Now, you know. No, but really, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I talk, I don't know what to say. But one thing I will say is that if you see your ritzuas peeling, take care of it. It was a bachur in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. I always like to ask the Rashiva again. I never know. Rosh Shmuel's godless is that he's always willing to be chayzer. He's always willing to be chayzer. I once had a, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, he told me a psak, and I thought it was very shver, and I pushed, and I pushed, and I pushed, and I fought, and I fought, and I fought. And most of the time, I would push enough, he would either answer me, or he would say tzarachim. The next day, I got a phone call. Right after Shacharis, I don't know, it was probably 8:45 in the morning from Philadelphia Yeshiva. I picked up, it was the Yeshiva. He says, I feel so bad I made a toys. He tells me, 50 yor habach ha-toys. That's what he says. So Adam Gadol. I've been learning, I was learning at his feet for over 20 years. I can count on one hand the amount of times that he mamash called was something that he had was, oi, taka. But that's his godless. He's always willing to reconsider. He goes to a Sugya Nachamo from this night. And so a few weeks ago, there was a bachur in Philadelphia showing me his ritzuas were peeling. So I said, let's go to the Rosh Yeshiva. We'll ask the Rosh Yeshiva. We walked into the office. We showed the Rosh Yeshiva. Wasam and Tamat Ritzuas. this kosher apostle? He said, you have to switch it. Was he yotze tefillin today? Nay. That's what he said. So if you see your ritzuah is peeling, get it changed. What to do about ritzuah that you have? Again, I'm not. Efshe won't peel. Can follow as an efshe. I hope it's good. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not. Maybe it's good. Can zayin efshe can follow as an afrove. Maybe you could be simuch that it won't peel. Right? Tshuva b'diavad. We'll have to ask the Rish Kalendarov over here. Right? I'm just a guest. Yeah. But echshayia, this is the ritzuah that you're discussing, and it's something that's also kedai to be aware of. Now I want to go right a little bit. Speak about an area of tefillin where I do find kukulim. And that is, as it pertains, we're going to speak about one prat about the shalyat and one prat about the shalrosh. Vital. So, by the shalyat, on your shalyat, by your bias, you have a yud. A little yud that comes out. There's a kesher that creates the form of a yud. This yud, it says in halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh li zohir shalei tozuz yud shal ha-kesher mehatfila. The halach is you have to be zohir that the yud of the kesher not come off the tefila, not come off the bayis. Gemara Menachas, kesher shal tefilin tzarech li'is l'maylo v'loy l'mato. And the Rishayin in Mamazbir, that what it means is that the yud has to be l'maylo, it has to be sort of, not adjacent, but almost like hugging the bayis, which is up, and not be sagging down. And the Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Zayar, Yud da itzrich de lo yadi klal migav tefilo de yad de lo yavid piruda. Uman de rochikle me asar da. Somebody whose yud is away from the bias, rochik me iduna da alma da asi. He's going to be distanced from the pleasure of Olam Haba. Now the lashon of the Zayar is itzrich de lo yadi klal. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Yesh Lizar. Big difference between the two. Yesh Lizar could be a Zahiris L'chatchila. Itztrich is a Lashon of Tzarech. Tzarech is a Shaila in the Gemara and Shas, Gemara in Gittin Dafidal, Gemara in Brachos Dafidal, Gemara in Gittin Tetzvah. If Tzarech is L'chatchila Mashma or B'diyevet Mashma. There are Graysim Achleikas in the G'deli Achreinim as well, a Shaila in the Torah and Simar Yeshitez. Ibn Ezra is a shayla over there in the Taz. Magen Avram and Simon Lamed Beit Grada handles. There's a Bershev and a Tshuva. If Tzarech is Mashma L'chatchila or B'diyevet. There's a fascinating klal that Rabbi Kivager says in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch in Simon Lamed Beis. Kivager says like this. There are two types of Lashonis of Tzarech. There's Tzarech that is said about the Gavra. And tzarech that is said about the chefza. Azay zaktab kiveger. Zaktab kiveger azay. If it says tzarech on the gavra, tzarech lichtoiv, tzarech shayase, tzarech shayikshar, zaktab kiveger, that implies lechatchila. You need to do. You need to make sure to do. Zaktab Kiveger, but if the tzarech is set on the chefza, tzarech lihiyais, tzarech habayis lihiyais, tzarech haretzua, he says, yud on the chefza, is afilu b'diyev. This is Rabbi Kiveger's klal, and he goes through a lot of halachos. A long shtukum of Kiveger is agoyan on Magen Avram, where the Magen Avram reads Be'er Sheva. If I'm not mistaken, it's in the middle portion of Simon Lamed Beis. I don't remember the exact sifkat, no offhand. This is Rabbi Kiveger, Kiveger's yisayv. And if you go through Shulchan Aruch, you may find kashas on this, or you may find Chiddush Edinim based on this. Rav Kiveger says this is a klal that he holds as the right klal with respect to the Lashon of Tzarech. The Lashon of the Zayar over here is Yud Da Itztrich De Layadi Klal. It's going on the Yud. It's not a Tzarech on the Gav, it's a Tzarech on the Chetza. And I once asked Rav Shmuel if this is Ma'akev Adiyevit. Somebody put on his tone, and he found afterwards as he's putting it back, sees the Yud is off the bias. You have to put the tefillin on again. Shiva thinks a minute. And he says, oh, that's laying in Nachamol. Why not? Just put it on again. Why not? It's true, he's right. Put on tefillin again, and you can make a bracha again. At any time, at any point in time during the day. And once you took it off, I'll ask not to put it back on, and then you're putting it back on, you would make a bracha as well. So I asked him, Lamais is ma'ativ? He said, Vesnisht. It's masupik about it. But this much is for sure, that this is something that's vital. The Shari Tshuva brings b'shem the Shalmei Tzibur, that the Lashon HaZoyar is the Lo Yadi Klal Migav Tefillin. Lo Yadi Klal, he says, Mashma, even when the tefillin is in the bag, the Yud has to be attached to the bias. And the Shulchan Shloima writes that in order to ascertain that the Yud doesn't separate from the tefillin from the bias, so he says, we cut out from the Mavarta, if you see there's the cutout over there to push the Kesher in so that the Yud is closer. He says that's one of the reasons why we do it. Now the Avnei Nezer is not happy with this. He says maybe the Zayar doesn't mean the square part of the bias. Maybe the Zayar means the bottom, the base, the Tisura. Maybe the Zayar means the Yud shouldn't be all the way down, dangling below the Tisura. And as long as it's touching the Tisura, it would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkat Yud Aleph, brings, I think it's Simchav Ches, that the Pashtus is a Simchav Zayin. The Pashtus is like the Shulchan Shleima. Says the bias, Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is the bias. You have to make sure it's not Zos and the bias. Now, if you had, here it depends if you have Nesach Ashkenaz or Sfard. If your Ritzuas are Sfard, so you're pulling your Kesher that way, outward. So it ends up pulling the Yud closer to the bias. If you tie your Ritzuas Ashkenaz, you pull inwards. That has a habit of pulling the Yud off the bias. That's why many Sifrim put a Gid over there. They put like a string. Doesn't need to have a Gid, you could have any string. And they tie, they sort of, their mahadik, the Yud to the bias. This is something to be cautious about. But here is something that I for sure do know, or I should. Upon the Rishiva holds that it's Machab the Evan, and this is the Pashtus. I have noticed many, many people that bring me their tefillin, they have one shiloh or another shiloh, they'll show me a shiloh about the Rivua. Tefillin have to be square. Now when it comes to the square of tefillin, the shiloh exactly what they get, there is the Bir Halacha seems to be very machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan says, and this is what Kach Kibalti Meir V'Rabbi Shlita, that square means that you look at it and it gives off, you look at it and you say, this is a square. That's what square is. And a little bit of a, you know, if you see a little bit of a roundness by the edge, it's not mamish, the perfect, doesn't come to a sharp, perfect point, that's also called square. Still called square. Shtepur is mesupik about in Bir Halacha, Siddur HaShulchan says. And this is zikr, if you look around zikr mini Gisrael as well. But many people will bring me that tefillin to show me the tefillin itself. And I'll notice that the yud, a lot of times it gets loose. Not loose from the bias, the actual kesher itself gets loose. And you end up missing a regel. What happens is the kesher almost, it expands, the knot itself gets loose. And you end up with just the top part of the yud, and what was sticking out at the bottom as the regel of the yud is gone. That's not a yud. And if you don't have a yud, yizichar, you didn't have yitzuras atfilin. Tfilin needs to have a yud. And so this is something I had before Sukkot, three Bachman brought me that tefillin to check. Two out of the three had this problem. It's good to be aware of. Rashiva told me as long as even a little bit is sticking out, that's genug. You don't have to have a shear, a chveis, tamale, whatever it is. As long as a little bit is sticking out, it's genug, it's enough. But you should make sure that your yud is proper, that it has a regal sticking out. And again, this is something to be on top of. As it pertains to Shorosh, this is also something I think is probably from the biggest hindrances to the Kiyum HaMitzvah Tefillin. We know that the halacha is Tefillin needs to be by the Makom Sha'isim Karcha. Needs to be where the hairline begins. If you wear your Tefillin too low, the halacha is not yaitze. The Taz writes, "Rabim nichshalim b'sirzeh." Taz is simukav zayin. V'toyim, they make a mistake. Shaktzei yo elyin maskel mimakom aseir. The back part of the tefillin starts from the hair. The ikara tefillin munachim al hametzach. And the rest of the tefillin is on the forehead. The entire tefillin has to be in a place where your hair grows. The bottom end of your tefillin needs to be where your hairline is. The Mishneh Berurah brings this. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very strong about this. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if you don't do this, there's another halacha in Simcha Zayin Sif Yud that the kesher in the back needs to be me'achir ha'oirif. The Paiskim say there's a guma in the back of your head. If you feel it, you have like your bone goes in. Where the bone goes in is like a little guma, it's a little indentation. And the kesher d'ritzua is supposed to be right around there, right above there. Actually, there's a lashon me'ala guma. If it's not, if it's too low, and it's definitely below your back hairline, yuzicha not yotze. What does this have to do with upkeep of tefillin? Let me explain. Ritzuas are leather. And leather over time, especially with the oils of the hair, the shalyad, it's different, but the shalresh for sure. The oils of the hair have an impact on the ritzuas. It softens it, and the ritzuas over time expand. And most of us don't even realize this. And so what happens is we put on tefillin day after day after day after day after day, and we're mahadik it tightly. And without realizing it, your tefillin ends up below your hairline in the front and below the requisite place in the back. Either or maybe both. And if you have a mirror, you look in the mirror and you go, my goodness, my hairline is receding. Yesterday it was... And it's not your hairline is receding. Your ritzuah, the kesher of your ritzuah is expanding. And you should know that if you pay attention tomorrow, you may realize that this is the case by your tefillin. Now, if someone has a receding hairline, taka, it goes by the original place where your hairline was. It's about in Pesach Zut, as an arichah is about this. But you should take a look. Some people, if you have even a little more hair, you have even a tiny chub, it looks like the tefillin is above your hairline. But if you pull back your hair, you'll see that it could be significantly below the hairline. And you'll notice this. If you look around, you'll see that people have this motzit meisim b'chol yon. The Paiskim say, if you have this, lo yotze yidei ha-mitzvah. Not yotze. And Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan, Taz, El Yeraba, Sharei Tshuva, the list is endless. Malbim Menar Tzachayim, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, everybody. So this is something you have to be very zohar about. And again, this is upkeep. Put on your tefillin and see if in the front it's too low or if in the back it's too low. Now, I will advise you that you shouldn't just put your tefillin at the hairline. Put it around a finger or two above. The reason is like this. We say, makom yesh b'roish shel shnei tefillin, which means that on your head, you could really put two tefillins, one in back of the other. Now, our tefillins, maybe not, make them bigger, maybe a little bit bigger. But the point is that there's definitely more than enough room for tefillin on the crown, if you will, of your head, the top of your head. Put the tefillin two etzbois back, one or two etzbois back. Take two fingers by your hairline, put it back. It's going to feel funny. You'll see it will. It's going to feel too high. And that'll be the biggest raya that you may be wearing tefillin too low. And you'll see over time, the tefillin creeps back down. And again, the reason is because the ritzuah stretch. What you need to do is you need to take your kesher, either do it yourself or bring it to somebody who knows how to do the kesher. It's not so hard. You don't need a mechanic. It's not like a car. Yeah? And even if you need someone like a mechanic, they won't charge you, like, they won't rip you off like a mechanic. Upon him, bring it to someone who knows how to do it and fix the kesher. Make sure the kesher is done right. And again, there's a lot more. There's a lot about the daifin, tefillin, the daifness, the rivu of tefillin, the tefiris of tefillin, this kama halachas that pertain to the upkeep of tefillin. This is what I've told you today. It's just Ktzei ha-yiriyah mamish, just the tip of the iceberg. But it's kedai to be aware. Everybody wants to make sure to get the most mileage out of your model, out of your car. Everybody wants the most. Some people switch it in every year. I don't advise that. But make sure, Rabbi Yisai, to get the most out of your tefillin. That's the metzias. Shteitin rishayin, shteitin paiskin, that someone who's loivish tefillin, gebracht in tours, mayrach yomim. Tefillin is healthy, it's gezunt, it's a gezunt azach. Yeah, they say studies have shown that it's good for cardiology. Studies show that tefillin is good for a long life. The first place is documented is in the journal written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Arush, it's called the Tour. Studies have shown that tefillin is very good for arichas yamin. Make sure you get your tefillin right. Make sure to upkeep your tefillin properly, to maintain it properly. And really, truly, be baidik tomorrow. You can be baidik today. You want to go home today, you can do it today also. Put on tefillin anytime. Check to make sure that your ritzuah, that your bias is in the right place, the kesher is in the right place. And the Eibishter Zal Hofen and the stus of kiyum mitzvas tefillin will be zaycha. I want to thank you again for inviting me, and I want to thank you for listening.
What is this? This is yours?
Yeah, this is